You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you're not registered to vote, today we're giving you some basic guidelines on registering, who qualifies, how a criminal record can affect registration, and resources for getting more specific information. All states require that you be a U.S. citizen and 18 years old to vote. Some states, like Connecticut, allow you to register at 17 if you will be 18 by Election Day. States including Florida and Hawaii allow registration at 16, but still require you to be 18 to vote. In many states, you must be living in that state for 30 days or more to register, such as Montana, Michigan, or Mississippi. New Hampshire and Oklahoma consider whether you are domiciled in those states, spending most of your time over the year in that state. If you are incarcerated, convicted of a felony, on parole, or even have completed your sentence, whether you can register varies widely. For most states, if you're currently incarcerated for a felony or have been convicted of an election crime, you can't vote. In some states like Missouri, that felony can keep you from voting ever. In states like Maryland or Massachusetts, completing your sentence and parole reinstates your rights. If you're allowed to register, in most states you'll need a government-issued ID, proof of your citizenship, which in most cases can be the ID, and proof of your residence like tax and utility bills. Do it now, not later. Check with your local election office. Links to a list of requirements for all 50 states can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.